This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ron McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, quick announcement as we kick our second hour into gear here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And it relates to free stuff. Free stuff? Oh, you don't say, Robert. Tell me more. Do tell me more. Yes, free. Well, it's not free to me. I am going to send you, potentially, a 2-ounce bottle of Plus CBD Oil Cafe Mocha flavor that was donated to us by our friends at CB Sciences, PlusCBDOil.com. Now, in order to win this, you have to know how to enter. And in order to know how to enter, you have to receive email alerts from the Robert Scott Bell Show. I know, it's horrible. How? Another email? Well, it's not going out very often. Super Don sends it. And we might have one more opportunity, and I'll have to check with Super D real quick here, about sending out one more email blast tonight for those listening live on Sunday who are not yet email subscribers to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super D, do you think you could squeeze one more out, one more email out tonight? Because they won't know how to sign up. They won't know how to enter to win, potentially.
Man.
I know. I ask it a lot on Mother's Day.
I'll tell you what. I will check and see, because I have I have the ability, because I have the all-seeing eye here in the studio, over here in the Super Don studio, that if people do sign up tonight or today, on today's day, for the newsletter, then yes, I will. But you got to sign up. If you don't sign up, then there's no point in me sending it, right?
Right.
So, you know, I'm just going to
say we're going to look for
the
new sign-ups. That'll be the key that will trigger another communique to you so you know how to become part
of
it.
So you know what to do, because we're giving away the CBD and we're giving away the remedy, the regional allergy.
Regional allergy formula. Depending on where you are in the United States, there's a regional remedy specific to the allergies of that region. Dr. King is donating that for one of our lucky listeners. And so anyway, I just wanted to give you a happy Mother's Day. You could win something, right? Not that you're winning every time you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, because you are. You're learning stuff, including, well, what's this? Instagram. I think Facebook owns Instagram. And they are, man, they are just clamping down on hashtags. Like, what's the next hashtag? We got a ban. According to CNN Business, Instagram blocks vaccines kill hashtag. That is a hashtag. Used to be a pound sign. Now it's called a hashtag. Vaccines kill. After CNN Business Report. So people are looking at Instagram and going, hey, what's going on there? Are anti-vaxxers able to hashtag things that we don't like? Right? And yeah, indeed, with every news report, Instagram's going, oh, we missed that one. Sorry. We'll get it. We'll get it next time. Hashtags. Right? These are things that people can search on and that will appear in your feed, etc. And it makes it easy for people to find out about stuff that's important to them. You think that's like a town square scenario? Yeah, I want to communicate something among the people that I communicate with through whatever social media. I'm not a big Instagram thing. We have one, but we don't use it much. We need a millennial on board, of which Super Don and me, RSB, are not, in order to engage in that. But it's an Instagram policy shift. They said Thursday it's now going to block additional hashtags that surface vaccine misinformation. Who gets to decide what is information versus misinformation? The change in Instagram policies comes after a CNN business report on Wednesday, which revealed that, though Instagram had announced it was blocking hashtags like hashtag vaccines cause AIDS, the hashtag vaccines kill was still up on the app and appeared as a top result in search for vaccines. This is why hashtags are used, to kind of foment, dissent, perhaps, or to generate eyeballs. Hey, check this out. Something I want you to see. But they don't want you to see it. Because the official story is that vaccines are manna from pharmaceutical heaven. And that anything that indicates it's not awesome, and just awesome, nothing less than that, in a good way, shall be censored. Shall be memory hold. Hashtag memory hold. How's that one? So, if they're going after hashtag vaccines kill, what about hashtag vaccines harm? How about hashtag vaccines not always great? All right? Hey, it doesn't say vaccines kill. Hashtag vaccines not always great. Hashtag question vaccines. Hashtag vaccine ingredients. How far does this go before they have to memory hole every word in the English dictionary? Because you can combine words in great new ways, and there's no way that someone who has seen the danger, the harm that vaccines can and do cause, that they're not going to be 5 to 10 steps ahead of whatever algorithm Instagram is going to come out with in response to CNN, for instance. Hashtag vaccines do some stuff we don't like. Right? I can't think of anything. They're going to have to ban the English language. No more hashtags using English, because people who read English might find out that vaccines aren't manna from pharmaceutical heaven. And there is no such thing as pharmaceutical heaven. If there is a hell, there's a pharmaceutical hell, and many people are living in it after they listen to the doctor insist that their children needed to be shot up with experimental biologics. Yes, I said that. No safety testing on any one vaccine, much less any combination of vaccines, on the schedule that the CDC says, this is it for kids, you need to do this. And by the way, if something happens to your kid, because vaccines do harm, vaccines can kill, hashtag before those two things, till they ban them. And at that point, when you find out the hard way, because it happens to your kid, now you're going to be finding out that the hashtags you will be creatively creating will outpace the ability of Instagram to stop them, unless, as I said, they will ban the English language. For all people who speak and write and read English on Instagram, you will now only be able to say hashtag, like, I don't know what language that is. But that's okay, because in case it is saying something not good about vaccines, you won't know it. You won't be led to look and research for yourself and figure this thing out. Hashtag censorship sucks. How about that? Hashtag censorship is for cowards. Hashtag censorship means vaccines do really kill. Yeah, that's it. Now we can go down under to the land of Aussies, or is it the land of wussies? Yes, down there in the land down under, Australia has issued a warning to doctors who fail to promote vaccines. What is going on down under? See, this is what happens. First they come for the guns, and then they come for your freedom to speak. You can't push back with the Second Amendment. You don't have it in Australia. Apparently, you don't have a First Amendment either. Even as Instagram clamps down on whatever freedom you have to use hashtag vaccines suck, for instance. Australia issues a warning to doctors who failed to promote vaccines, who says something even a little bit negative. How about a little bit neutral to negative? Question vaccines. How's that bad? Isn't science about questioning everything? How about hashtag the science is settled means you're anti-science? How about that? So, the Australian Health Practitioners Regulation Authority AHPRA, A-H-P-R-A, warning the country's medical professionals not to dissent on vaccine safety messaging. Well, they haven't done vaccine safety testing in Australia either. So how can you dissent on something that hasn't been done? Hashtag vaccines are not safety tested. It's true. It's factual. May not be satisfactual. The group says that medical professionals have an obligation to promote the idea that vaccines are safe and effective. Yep, that's right. You are now propagandists. If you're a medical professional in Australia, you cannot have a mind of your own. You cannot research. You cannot report the obvious. And you just have to be a propagandist for the pharmaceutical state. How you feeling about that, Australia? Feel good? Right? Take our guns. Take our speech. Martin Flesher on the AHPRA board, chief executive, said he's worried that chiropractors, doctors and nurses are enabling anti-vaccine views on social media. And it gets better. It gets better. We got the Nazi SS Hitler vaccine youth in Australia. In this case, it's the Nazi vaccine patient youth or patient population. Because this Martin Flesher guy, he's urging the public to turn in your doctor. Turn in your chiropractor if they actually tell you something that is not fawning and salivating and slobbering all over the goodness and greatness of vaccination. I'm not kidding. If your doctor says something that is not worshipful of vaccinations, please let us know here and we will take care of them accordingly. Wow, Australia got tyranny much? Where the hell are you? I mean, it's the penal colony. But if you were a bunch of, criminals? You know, you need to rise up and suppress, if you want to, or jail the criminals in your government and your medical system who want to prohibit doctors from doing what doctors are supposed to do, to instruct you about what is good or bad for your health and work with you, hopefully in a cooperative fashion, to be healthier, to be stronger, to reverse out of the damaging chronic diseases that vaccinations have brought about. Y'all Aussies, don't be wussies. Stand up and do what's right. Protect your children, your grandchildren. Protect whatever freedom is left for you to speak truthfully, honestly, with integrity. Whether you're just an Aussie or whether you're an Aussie doctor or chiropractor. And it's Canada, too. They go after chiropractors in Canada. They go after naturopaths in America.
Bye. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Our launch of the week, every week, is right now on GCN, or Home and Broadcast Radio Syndication. You can also catch us on naturalnewsradio.com, additional 5 days of the week. And go to robertscottbell.com, and you can learn all about what we do. Had a link to archives at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio. Of course, GCNLive.com has our Sunday archives as well as going back further. And World Broadcasting Network, YouTube, Stitcher? No, yeah. And Brighteon, that's the Hell's Ranger, Mike Adams, Brighteon.com, which is the answer for censorship, should YouTube clamp down even further. So we got that going on. We got some giveaways happening. Go to robertscottbell.com. Please sign up for email alerts, upcoming events as well. Shout out to our friends at CB Sciences, plus CBDOil.com. 15% off if you order direct. And that is plus CBDOil.com. Enter the code RSB15. Shout out to our friends at Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com/radio for the best deals on beta glucan, including beta kids. Y'all check it out. So what do we got? We did some hashtag censorship stuff. How about censorship of your appendix? How many of you still have your appendix? I hope most of you do. There's a reason for it. Remember they call it a vestigial organ or something like that? Like, we don't know why it's there. It probably does. It's just redundant. You don't need it, right? It inflames. It becomes infected. They cut it out. It should be no consequences if it doesn't do anything, right? Years ago, we reported on this show, Duke University, researchers like, we figured it out. We found out why we have an appendix. It's not there for no reason. You know, back in the day when we were out in the wild, what if we got a food poisoning? What if we ate something and vomited, diarrhea, everything, cleanse your system? You're like, dude, everything's gone, man. The home for the microbiome, the gut, the microbiome, flushed it out. It's not there, or it's hardly there. How do we repopulate, replenish? We couldn't go to the health food store for a probiotic. Couldn't go to the doctor for a fecal transplant way back when. And so it turns out the appendix was a storehouse to reseed the microbiome. And what are we learning about neurological degeneration diseases, nervous system disorders? We used to think that was only happening to us later in life, our elders, your 70s, 80s, 90s. It's like, oh, then it's a problem. No, it's happening younger and younger, MS and other things. How much are they relating back to the microbiome, the gut-brain connection? Next article of discussion, y'all check this out. Please hold on to your body parts, including your appendix, if you can. Getting appendix removed increases risk of Parkinson's. Linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. This is a new study. Patients who have had their appendix removed are three times more likely to develop Parkinson's disease than those who have not had their appendix removed. The gravity of that. Triple the risk for Parkinson's disease. I don't know about Neil Diamond's medical history. Did he have his appendix removed? It's not saying that only those who have their appendix removed get Parkinson's. That's not what it only says. But it is indicative of your gut health, your microbiome, that if you remove that, that you have triple the risk. So take extra care to make sure your microbiome is in good working order or the home for the microbiome is in good working order. What does that mean? It means buying Unlock the Power to Heal, the book that Ty Bollinger and I wrote together. You can get it on Barnes & Noble or Amazon online. And reading the chapter on the road to colostomy bags is paved with antibiotics and prednisone. How do we heal the home for the microbiome? It's not just about replenishing the good guys. It's about restoring the home so that the good guys can proliferate, okay? Not the imbalance. Research into the cause of Parkinson's centered around certain proteins in the GI tract. But there again, learning more about the GI link, including the appendix, for the risk of Parkinson's manifestation later in life or earlier in life. What do we got? Michael J. Fox, Parkinson's early on. He was an old guy. Suffering from the shaking disorder, so to speak. I don't know. Does he have his appendix? What's the status of his microbiome? Remember, he was drinking lots of Diet Pepsi. He was the poster boy for Diet Pepsi years ago, being their spokesperson. How much destruction damage happens from synthetic diet sodas? How about glyphosate? Like an antibiotic, like a chemo, destroying the home for the microbiome, much less the bacterial species themselves. And if you want to repopulate, replenish, you have options other than your appendix. I recognize that. But this is indicative of your need to care for your gut and your gut health, especially those of you who don't have an appendix. And by the way, if you have an appendicitis, how about flooding your system with silver hydrosol, beta-glucan, and how about homeopathic phosphorus? They do it in India successfully and don't have to remove the appendix, these homeopaths. I know, crazy homeopaths, actually helping people without hurting them. Big time question of the day coming up after the break. You don't want to miss it.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler has cited Attorney General William Barr for contempt of Congress after Barr refused to make an unredacted copy of the Mueller report available to select members of Congress. On Face the Nation, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Nadler is wrong.
He hasn't even taken the time to go read, which he's approved to read, the 99.9% of any obstruction inside the Mueller report. But he hasn't even gone to read it.
Iran is facing unprecedented pressure from international sanctions, according to Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. He says renewed U.S. sanctions had led to worse economic conditions than during the country's 1990-1988 war with neighboring Iraq. His comments come amid rising tensions with the U.S. Rain is making for a much chillier and dreary Mother's Day across most of the Northeast and parts of the South today. South of the rain, the stage will be set for locally severe thunderstorms from southern Virginia to the east central Gulf Coast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. In addition to signing up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com to find out how you can enter our contest to win free stuff. Yes, free stuff, including some CV Sciences plus CBD oil, some homeopathic regional allergy remedies. In addition, you can sign up while we still have one at YouTube, RS Bell Media Channel. Become a regular there. Watch us later on Bridey On here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, the first day of the week, and five additional days of the week through naturalnewsradio.com. So thank you all for being here. Appreciate you so very much. John on the board today, Super Don making it sound so good. We might even hear from him in a moment, but first and foremost, we got to do one of these.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Da-da-da-da-da. This question of the day actually came through social media. I think through our Facebook, our Robert Scott Bell Show thing. I was messaged. And Christy said, so I tried posting this to your page, but something isn't working right with Facebook. And I don't know how to post things to the Robert Scott Bell Show if you're not the Robert Scott Bell Show. I don't know. But you could always come and submit questions at robertscottbell.com. But I'm glad I did get this through a Facebook message something or other. And Christy asked, any advice or insight for those of us out there that self-sabotage with our diet? Anybody? No, nobody. Just you, Christy. You're the only one doing this, clearly. Christy, what were you thinking? Thinking that other people self-sabotage. All right, Christy, I'm just kidding. You know that. I've messaged you about this. Any advice? So I don't give advice, but we'll get some insights. Meaning we have enough knowledge, Ken, Christy continues, to know what to do and eat, but the application of that knowledge is lacking. The application is lacking. Interesting. We take our supplements and then screw it up with diet. I guess Christy means by making not great choices. There's a disconnect. Maybe it's sugar addiction, Christy says. Good insight, yeah. Maybe it's not complete understanding because if we truly believed it, we would live it, right? Well, I think there's some strength and truth to what you've just said there, Christy, in asking that question. Maybe it's a psychological battle. I do realize there are physical consequences to it. So why do we keep making the same choices? A few steps forward and two steps back. It's not what we really want to keep doing. But it is what we do. Perhaps if we have some kind of understanding of why we do it, it might help us in moving forward. Shaming ourselves doesn't seem to be a good option. LOL. The word we really means I, Christy says. But I have a feeling I'm not the only one. No, Christy, you are not the only one. That's why this is as good a question, as I say, of any question that comes in. Because it's one of those that you ask it for you, but there are so many others. Come on, anybody know anybody that self-sabotages, that knows better but still does the self-destructive behaviors? Nah, nobody? Maybe you're one of those people? Here's the question. How do we get beyond it? Now, Christy brought up a physiological or physical aspect to this. Hypoglycemia, sugar addiction. In many cases, over the years, working with people who had addictions, I would use pancreatic-focused formulas or remedies, including the two my two favorite, not exclusive only, but Iris, I-R-I-S, and Lycopodium. These are homeopathic remedies that impact pancreatic function. And, of course, mostly it's indicated for hypoglycemia or even type 2 diabetes. I mean, it could help for type 1 a little bit, but not, you know, that's a bigger issue, the autoimmune destruction of actual pancreatic cells. But then, thanks to our good buddy, not a doc, Chris Barr, we learned about the 100% whole food form of chromium, the GTF chromium, the 100% whole food form. And by supplementing 100 micrograms, 3, maybe 4 times a day, that it would remove you from that hypoglycemia, type 2 diabetes, you know, sugar addiction bandwagon, or whatever you want to call it, the cycle. Kick it off, the rat wheel, whatever. And related to that, that it doesn't always manifest as reaching for sugar or high fructose corn syrup, carbohydrates, for instance. It could result in destructive addictive behaviors like smoking or other drugs or other behaviors. You know, fulfilling a lack, a sense of I have a lack of something. Now, beyond the physical, we get into emotional components. This gets to the heart of self-love, and this could be considered a spiritual component or even a mental aberration in terms of thought form of worthiness. We're not worthy, right? We somehow sabotage ourselves because we have messages subconsciously that were imparted into us through childhood. Maybe it was a parent or both parents. Inadvertently sending you messages of lack of self-worth. Most of the time, they don't mean it. They don't even realize they're doing it. And we go into other areas like, here, I'll bring up our good buddy, the Doc of Detox, Daryl Wolf. Remember Dr. Daryl Wolf? He's awesome about this. He doesn't pull any punches. He's like, you don't love yourself. If you're eating crap, you're eating garbage, there's evidence you don't love yourself enough. Why would you put that stuff in you?
right? And a lot of parents will go, well, yeah, no, I do that, but I make sure my kids get organic food because you love them more than you love yourself. And I would say there's got to be an equality there. You got to love yourself as much as you love anyone or anything else, anyone in particular. So there is self-destructive behavior based on lack of self-worth. And then we have to go into other areas, like I would encourage you to come to the Advanced Medicine Conference. Christy, you would get a lot out of it. Because Dr. Bruce Lipton is one of those guys that when you hear him speak, you are uplifted, you are transformed. The way he brings science into this concept of gene expression related to belief system. What is your belief system? And there are other offshoots of what Dr. Lipton talks about. And Dr. Batar and I talk about this all of the time. Belief systems. Setting you up for success or failure. You know, you want to change your life. I really want to change. I'm so disgusted with the way I'm living my life or one aspect of it. I want to, and like Christy says, I know better, but I'm not doing better. What is the pattern, the belief system, just below the surface that is operating this so-called machine? And how do you get conscious about it? Now, for some of you, this happens spiritually through prayer, right? You sit quietly, you pray for help. But until you're asking with all sincerity, it's not enough to pay lip service because God knows the difference between you mean it and you think you mean it, right? When is it that you really mean it? For me, it was when I was so sick and tired of being sick and tired that I prayed to God, as I had been for years, please help me. I don't like suffering with these illnesses and ailments and allergies and digestive disorders and skeletal inflammation and pains and on and on and on. But I wasn't ready until I was ready. How did I know I was ready? I don't know that I knew I was ready, but I guess it was when the answer to prayers came. And for me, it came in the guise of a teacher, a healer, a master teacher. I wanted to get well, and I prayed for healing. And I would have taken the lightning bolt that said, zap, hey, I'm all better. Look, I'm not making any self-destructive decisions. I'm eating well. It just happened. I don't know how it happened. I just prayed, lightning struck me, and there it was. But I don't think that's a real optimal way of going about it, because for me, all I can tell you is, hey, pray for lightning. Maybe you'll get lucky too, right? As opposed to the way it did happen. Because I believe at some point in there, the sincerity was obvious to that which created me and all of us. And the answer was given not in a, here's a drug, here's a pill, here's... It was a teacher who had been through what I'd been through and much worse. A living example that I could follow and apply principles that are being taught all of the time, almost everywhere. But maybe you need it in the guise of one particular teacher. Maybe you need it in, hey, how about going to Trinity School of Natural Health? TrinitySchool.org and learn about these concepts and principles of transformation of diet, lifestyle, etc. But as Christy says, she knows this stuff already, but she's not doing it. So in that case, if prayer is not enough for you and you're not getting that fulfillment, that answer to transform how you're living your life because you keep falling back, is it not hypoglycemia? Okay. What other patterns have emerged from childhood that you need other techniques to dive deeper into? Like offshoot of Bruce Lipton, Psych-K, for instance, is one thing. There are other methods. I can't give you a comprehensive list of those things. But if you want to use prayer to say, God, please open me up to receive that which is most needed for me so that I can break this pattern, break this cycle. And if you're sincere in asking, it will be given unto you. Now, you'll still have to do stuff to transform that belief system. But if you alter that belief system from subconscious and bring it to consciousness, yes, you're better able to make those choices and realize why you're self-sabotaging. But not everybody responds the same way to the same thing. That's why we need to have different methods. Because each of us is different, we will respond to different things. Even though homeopathy saved my life, changed my life, somebody might not respond the same way to the same things that I did. And that's okay. For those of you who believe we were created in God's image, that's a spiritual concept.
If you think God looks like this physical body, okay, you can believe that. I think it goes far deeper and higher and much more, let's say, brighter and more direct. But in the case of Christie's question, you're not alone. There are so many people that do that, and there's not one answer to that question of how to break the cycle of self-sabotage. But loving yourself is a primary starting point, and figuring out why you don't or what established the lesser love for yourself can and should probably be part of your protocol to transform the next phase of your life. But for many of us, we have to suffer enough to be willing to make the changes necessary that we're not necessarily willing to do because, hey, it's inconvenient. It's too inconvenient to eat clean, organic, non-GMO food. Watch Secret Ingredients, the movie, on the 15th of May, 2019. You're going to have a whole week of broadcast, free broadcast of the movie, Secret Ingredients. We're going to get Jeffrey Smith on next week to talk about it as well. What is that trigger for you, Christy? It's going to be different from somebody else's trigger. But come on to Advanced Medicine. Participate in the things that will help set you up for success, where right now you've had partial success. It's not a definitive answer, what I'm giving you, but a broader view so that you can be open to how that gift is being given to you every day and what is that thing that's going to help you identify that gift that you will accept and begin to apply. Why do I eat organic, clean, non-GMO food 25 plus years later? I'm very pragmatic about it. I feel a lot better. I love myself enough to do what's right.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Standing up for what's right,
helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
If y'all have comments or questions about the self-sabotage question of the day from Christy, it's something I am happy to visit and revisit any almost all the time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's very important. It's fundamentally important, these belief systems, how they impact on our choices. And the question of self-sabotage is one I can't answer in one segment, much less one or a thousand shows. That's an ongoing discussion. But I'd love to hear from you if you have insights, tools, techniques, ways that have succeeded for you. Even if it may not work for everybody, it might work for some, and they haven't heard about it. Your experience is important. So go to robertscottbell.com, type in your story, call us up on the toll-free number, leave it a message for us about it. And we'd love to report on those things here. Of course, if you're able to join us at any of the events coming up, and there's upcoming events in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including the Advanced Medicine Conference, Autism One, and others. These are places of transformation. Sometimes it's not enough to listen or watch the show. You've got to be in a physical presence of folks that are changing and transforming, and it's like there's something, I say magical, it's the wrong word, spiritual that happens when we can get together in this way. So, thank you all for being here. 2 hours a day plus 6 days a week or any fraction thereof. Please, if you're watching on YouTube, click like, thumbs up on it, the video. That helps us to share the message, and then share the Brighteon link later. Now, back to institutions, religious institutions, houses of worship and prayer. I don't believe that prayer only works when you're in a house of worship. I think wherever you are in creation, the moment you slow down enough and get quiet enough, you can recognize the beauty, the connection, the spiritual essence of everything. And yet, when we get together to worship together, you know, in a congregation, church, synagogue, mosque, whatever it is, a light and sound service, whatever you call it, there are risks associated with or vulnerabilities that are now being, exploited? Yeah. Let's say you go to a synagogue and you're a leftist Jew, right? That's not derogative. I'm just saying, all right, you are Jewish and you happen to be politically left and you don't believe in the right to keep and bear arms. And they know that. This congregation is a gun-free zone. If there are people that hate Jewish people, where are they likely to attack you? in a place where they know there's not going to be much resistance, if any at all, other than the willingness to sacrifice your own body existence to throw yourself in front of the, you know, the firearm and, you know, your congregation. But how about the right to keep and bear arms as a concept that is spiritual, not just written into the Constitution as something to be protected, because it's not a right from government, but the right of self-defense, which I believe is a spiritual right. God has granted us this right. Life, defend life. Fundamentally, that's pretty true of most religious groups, spiritual beliefs. We have here, specific to our Jewish brothers and sisters, a tactical rabbi now visiting synagogues to defend against violence directed at Jews. He's going in there. You've got this picture. You've got to see this. We've got it linked up. It's in the Los Angeles Times. Go to robertscottbell.com. Check it out. The tactical rabbi teaching you how to defend yourself, how to fight back, and how to let people know who would come and attack you, think you're unarmed and defenseless. This is what you're going to be met with if you come to our synagogue. The tactical rabbi wants you to defend yourself, wants you to fight back. There's a group called Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, I believe. The right to keep and bear arms. If Jews owned firearms and did not give them up to Hitler and the Nazi regime, there would be a lot fewer Jews that were killed, or there would have been a lot more Nazis taken out before they could eventually, maybe they would have won anyway. But if your argument is that you can't fight, you might as well just roll over and die, I don't share that belief with you. Super Don, what do you think about the tactical rabbi? I think this is very cool. This is a good thing. I want tactical priests.
How about tactical everybody? Let's just put an end to the problem altogether, right?
Yeah, I agree. Jesus told his apostles to sell all they own, carry a sword, and follow him, right? It isn't all about pacifism. Again, I recognize the nonviolence principle. I'm arguing for self-defense, not preemptive offense. Unless you have inevitable knowledge of an impending attack and you go in and protect yourself. Folks, this is a place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and tactical rabbis. The Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got Advanced Medicine coming out tomorrow. We'll get John Rappaport back on the show. We've got Dr. Rasha Bitar. We've got a slew of awesome guests this week you don't want to miss. Go to robertscottbell.com if you're not sure what's coming up next. In the meantime, thanks for being here, and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.